Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, October 4th, and I'm Gigi Arnetta. Here's what tops the news.
Tonight.
There was contact made with the barriers, we know, by at least one vehicle. What the
questions remain as a D.C. peace officer injures himself. And the poor man's guide to national security. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
They're saying that we're the bad guys. That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
Have police explained why they shot an unarmed woman yesterday at the Capitol? Well, not really. Yesterday, a Connecticut woman tried to drive her car through security checks at the White House. Then she turned the car around, hit a Secret Service agent, and led police on a chase through Washington. Then the police shot and killed her. She was a 34-year-old dental hygienist from Stamford, Connecticut. She had a 1-year-old daughter in the car with her. Now, the writer at the Business Insider asked the same questions we here at InfoWars have asked. But I would like to hear the police's explanation for why they shot and killed Carrie instead of, say, starting with shooting out her tires and then disabling her car. Now, they also call this a shootout. And they say that they don't normally shoot at a moving car. Unless, of course, it's going through a barricade. Now, the interesting thing is that we saw a police car in the news all beat up yesterday. But an amateur photographer happened to be on the scene, a tourist, and got this.
What the f***? Oh, my God. What the f*** just happened there? That was supposed to be for the person who was running.
As you notice, that video has not really gone viral. The media just puts it into whatever spin category they can. And the pictures that you've seen on most of the trade papers and on the internet and news stories has the cop car all damaged. And they allude to the fact that she caused that. But the reality is that cop crashed right through the barricade. So, of course, this is not the only thing they've said. They said that he was injured by an airbag. So now that would explain it. I was wondering how that happened in the first place. But if you take it a step further, you'll see that not only is the media spinning it and spinning it and spinning it, but the boys up on the Hill, Capitol Hill, they're spinning it too.
Capitol Police shot an unarmed mother in front of her child yesterday, prompting Congress to give him a standing ovation.
Purpose of the gentleman from Maryland rise.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for 1 minute.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the outset, I know that I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police
child rather than just shooting out her tires or something. Go USA! Well, at least we know Congress can agree on one thing.
Democratic Whip's office.
Hi there, this is Leanne McAdoo calling with InfoWars, and I'm calling to get a statement from Congressman Hoyer regarding his remarks yesterday in support of the police action that took place.
Okay. I'm sorry, your name again, please?
Leanne McAdoo.
Leanne, how do you spell your last name?
It's M-C-A-D-O-O.
That's M-C-A-D-O-O?
Correct.
With what organization again, ma'am?
Infowars.com.
Infowars.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see if I can find something for you. Ms. McAdoo?
Yes, sir.
The person you want to reach out to, Stephanie Young, isn't currently at her desk, but would you like her email?
All right. Well, I'll try there, and I might just try back here in a little bit as well. Thank you. Well, just because I couldn't get a statement right then doesn't mean that you shouldn't call and demand a statement of your own. Find out if the person you elected to represent you supports the execution of Americans without due process. And also, demand that they launch a further investigation into what actually happened at the Capitol yesterday before they applaud the actions of the police. I'm Leanne McAdoo reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
We have to keep them from hijacking the truth. The boys on Capitol Hill, they commend the police for protecting them from an unarmed woman with a child in the car. And the media says it's a shootout. How about we find the truth? Here's a real shootout. The man's killed after he opens fire on an Oregon State Trooper as he has three kids inside of the car. He's 34, and he was driving with his three children, a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old, when Trooper Matthew Zitzel pulled him over for speeding on I-84 about 90 miles east of Portland. But Allen, a former soldier with the U.S. Army, stepped out of the vehicle and refused to move.
Now, I told you, you were speeding. Shots fired. I've been hit in the side. I'm okay. Suspect left.
Now, that man was found further down the road. He was collapsed over his steering wheel. The officer got one shot off, hit him right in the chest. So you can see the difference. That was a shootout. The Capitol Hill thing, that was just a bunch of men ganging up and shooting a woman in the car. So there's a huge difference. Hopefully in the future, our media can get it together and do it right. Now, in Putnam County, the Journal News sues the county for pistol permit records. Now, this happened on Thursday after the county denied two Freedom of Information requests and a subsequent appeal. It made another request after the state passed a gun control law allowing permit holders to apply to keep their names and addresses private. Now, the problem is that the same paper published clickable maps, as you can see, of gun permit holders of other counties violating the privacy of the citizens, which leads me to ask, what happened to the rights of the people? I mean, they're saying two things. One, now we know where all the pistol permit people are, okay? But it says to all the thieves out there, hey, this is where you can find a house with a gun, which means that the other houses probably don't have one. And it also says, I can steal guns from this house, if you're into that sort of thing. And it leaves everybody else vulnerable. Not only that, but who wants to have their address anywhere near their name or anywhere near knowing anything like this? I mean, this is privacy we're talking about, people. Where is our privacy? We already have the NSA snooping along with all the other agencies. And hey, welcome to Obamacare, because Obamacare has the data hub where all your real personal stuff goes. And it'll be free willy-nilly to every hacker in the universe, plus the NSA, Social Security, DOJ, HHS. Oh, you know, the list gets longer. So I guess the people at the Journal News have no problem with exposing people's personal information on their weapons, where they live. I don't know. This whole thing is just really creepy, and it's getting way out of control. The creepy factor has gone way up. Speaking of creepy, check out this. Yes. This is the InfoWars magazine, Start the Ultimate Outreach, to let people know about those awful drugs that they're actually encouraging people to take inside of Obamacare. It's nonstop. But you can sign up with InfoWars magazine for $39.95 for the year. And if you do it between now and December, you get it at that rate. You should tell your friends, educate the public. Let them know about the lamestream media. And go to the InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com and check it out. You can order it there. Tell your family and friends about it. And inside the magazine, there's a mask. In case you don't like to do the whole Halloween thing, having to buy stuff like that, you can just do something positive. Tell people about Obamacare, Obamascare. Meh, Obamacare. And I ask you to now stay with me till after the break. I think you're going to enjoy this next little part.
Now you can watch the InfoWars nightly news streaming live as it happens for free.
Check it out at InfoWars.com/show.
We take this business of waking people up very seriously here at InfoWars. That's why we have such a huge outreach operation. And it wouldn't be possible without the InfoWars magazine. And we have a very special October edition for you. We're going to make it super easy for you to get interactive with your friends and family by giving you these lovely cutout masks. Not one, but two very scary educational tools for you to hit the street.
Join with the collective. Just go to sleep, and when you awaken, there'll be no more free will. And whatever you do, don't get a copy of October's special InfoWars.com magazine. Whatever you do, don't resist. Give in.
260,000 of you could be out there as Obamacare or Prozac, the killer clown.
Hi, kids! It's me, your favorite selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor!
Just cut along the dotted lines, cut some holes for the eyes, and attach a few rubber bands, and you are ready to wake up America this Halloween.
Remember, kids, Obamacare is for you and your family, and so is Prozac and Ritalin. So whatever you do, don't secure your copy of InfoWars magazine and resist, because death is good for you.
You can pick up your copy today at the InfoWars store. You can always buy these in bulk at cost. And for a limited time, the annual subscription is just $39.95. Call now because operators are standing by.
Obama, we love you.
Because people need to know that Obamacare is bone-chillingly frightening.
This morning, a reporter for the Weekly Standard went to the World War II Veterans Memorial and said that the barricades were actually wired together. Who is ordering the National Park Service to go to such great lengths to shut down the open-air World War II Memorial that is usually unguarded? On Tuesday, Carol Johnson of the National Park Service said that the White House's Office of Management and Budget sends everything down to all the other departments, that they are part of the Interior. Interior gives the orders and instructions. It's a privately funded park. Can you say overreaching government? The NSA's attack on the internet need to be made public. I mean, let's face it, they're spying on us. We should know what they're up to. Today, The Guardian is reporting on how the NSA targets Tor users, along with details of how it uses centrally placed servers on the internet to attack individual computers. This builds on a Brazilian news story from last week that in part shows that the NSA is impersonating Google servers to users. A German story on how the NSA is hacking into smartphones, and a Guardian story from 2 weeks ago on how the NSA is deliberately weakening common security algorithms, protocols, and products. The NSA is subverting the internet and turning it into a massive surveillance tool. There's a surprise. The NSA's actions are making all of us less safe because its eavesdropping mission is degrading its ability to protect the United States. And with that, Adobe says that their user data was actually compromised. Another massive corporate data raid. Millions more user accounts and login credentials and payment details potentially compromised. And the top secret source code is on the loose. According to Adobe, the hackers accessed the credit card information of around 3 million customers, as well as the login information of an unknown number of customers. Adobe concurs in its security announcement, writing that it's dispatching emails to anyone whose account was potentially compromised. Again, this is something that leads right into our issue with Obamacare and why McAfee said that Obamacare is a hacker's wet dream. And you can see why. They're putting all this information into a federal data hub, And hackers love this kind of stuff. They want to get in there. They want to steal your information. You can be sure your information is safe with us on PrisonPlanet.tv because we won't share your information. But you can share your information. You can share your username and password with up to 10 people. David Knight and Mike Adams talk about the rise of the machine. That's next on InfoWars Nightly News.
Alex Jones here to warn you about some of the most important health information you may ever hear. I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the Northern Hemisphere. Conservatively, since the 1940s, the Northern Hemisphere of our planet has more than doubled its background radiation. In fact, that was before Fukushima exploded. Now the levels are going up and up and up. Fish are contaminated in the Pacific, and the FDA, the EPA, and others, they're not worried about it. They've been raising the levels of what they claim is safe radioactive particles. So after more than 2 years of research into how to protect my family, looking at all the literature, talking to the experts, across the board they agreed iodine is key, but of the family of iodine, nascent, natural, non-GMO, non-factory iodine that comes from the earth is absolutely paramount for your thyroid and other functions in the body. The literature, the research, it's there. It's not my opinion. It is admitted that iodine is essential for the health of our bodies overall, and nascent iodine is the best form. Now, we're announcing the launch of InfoWarsLife.com, and we're going to bring you scores of products over the next few years that we're researching and developing. But nascent iodine is the first product we're coming out with because it's so important, and it's also listed as a fluoride detoxer. It does so many other things. Your body needs it, and when you don't have enough iodine, forget the radiation, your thyroid absorbs the sodium fluoride and other things. Nascent iodine and InfoWars Life Survival Shield in double strength at half the cost of the leading competitors. Please visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
Our guest tonight is Mike Adams from Natural News, and he wrote an article that was carried by InfoWars talking about a robotics revolution that, as he points out, may replace as much as 70% of the human race in just three generations. Well, Mike, welcome. That's an interesting article that you had up. One of the things I was curious was, why did you go for as long a time frame? I mean, the things that I've seen from people, they're putting it not three generations, but maybe one and a half generations they see this happening.
Well, it's clear that soft kill technologies do exist right now, and they are being used right now, like we mentioned, you know, vaccines, GMOs, fluoride, and so on. But the development of really complex humanoid robotics is incredibly complex, and it's going to take science and physics and chemistry quite a number of decades, I believe, to get to the point where those robots are feasible and they start replacing human laborers and kicking us into a more aggressive hard kill type of scenario. So they've got to solve the power problem. Batteries,
right.
I've
talked to Roman Yomplosky, and he believes that he's someone who's involved in AI security, cybersecurity. He sees this coming very quickly. But there's a lot of scientists who are looking at this, and they look at Moore's Law, they look at how fast things are changing computationally, but they say there's a lot more to it. The skeptics will say there's a lot more to it than just raw processing power. That's necessary,
true.
But it's not sufficient. And so you point out in your article, and you started talking about it, some of the things that are going to have to happen. Just talk about that. Power supply is one of those. Go on with some of the rest of those.
Right. Well, hardware needs to advance considerably. And also, you mentioned Moore's Law. I want to be on the record saying Moore's Law is not a law, like the law of gravity or laws of economics. But Moore's Law is an observation, and it may not hold out. If it does, there's no question that the processing units of computers are going to vastly exceed the processing power of the human chemical brain. But they will never exceed the power of the human spiritual mind. That's another topic.
Yeah.
But The hardware is really where things are going to be held up. It's very difficult to program a robot to physically interact in a 3D world. Vision recognition, you've got to have muscle, artificial muscle coordination, senses, touch senses, which are highly, highly complex. Very difficult to integrate into a processing computer, a robot brain, if you will. I believe these advancements are going to happen, but they will take many decades. And I think that probably a 50-year time frame is a pretty good guess of when we're going to have household robots that can really take over a lot of the household tasks and agricultural robots and so on.
It's hard to put a time frame on that. And
it's very difficult.
One of the things that you referenced was this future of employment, how susceptible are jobs to computerization? One of the things they point out was that these guys were talking back in 2004 about how difficult it was to program driving, for example, saying that there's the perception issue, making a left turn, how many things are involved in that. And yet they said it was only 6 years after they said how impossible this was going to be for AI. It was only 6 years later that Google had a self-driving car in 2010. I've seen that with maps. I remember back in the 1980s when I was in computer science, people were talking about the traveling salesman issue. How do you get a computer to route an efficient route for somebody that has to make multiple stops, or even going from point A to point B? That's a trivial thing now with all the smartphones are able to do that. So when you've got a lot of very intelligent people, and they're all working on this in parallel with each other, you've got DARPA funding so much of this research.
It depends on what you're traveling through. So flying a robot in the air with drones is very simple. You have control surfaces. The air is easy to navigate. Drone robots in the ocean is also very simple. Drone robots driving vehicles is also orders of magnitude simpler than bipedal humanoid robots walking on two legs and interacting with stairs and houses and sidewalks and forest grounds. So to build, let's say, a humanoid military robot that can engage in combat is incredibly complex. We won't see that effectively. Not a bipedal robot that can actually accomplish combat and do it quietly without carrying a large gasoline engine on it like the current, the current robots that you see out there that are being researched. It's going to take decades, in my opinion, to have a humanoid-shaped robot that can do these things effectively. Now, I hope it takes longer because I'm really concerned about the impact of what this is going to have on humanity.
Yes.
If it happens more quickly, then we should be even more concerned because there's no question these robots are going to start displacing real human beings in the labor force, in the military, in manufacturing, in all kinds of areas, agriculture, for example. And the question is, what will the globalists then decide to do with those humans who are displaced?
And we see that happening right away, really, because you're talking about these self-driving vehicles. Right away, you could have a lot of people displaced, truck drivers, cab drivers, a massive disruption right there in the labor market.
Yes.
But as we've seen in the past, just in our lifetime, we saw them talking about, well, the dangerous and dirty jobs of manufacturing are going to go offshore. Don't worry. That's a good thing. We're going to have a service economy. And I saw a lot of people saying at the time, yeah, we're all going to have a great life doing each other's laundry if all we've got is a service economy. But we're seeing the service economy move offshore now. We're even seeing engineering jobs moving offshore. So it's not going to, and it's the same thing's going to happen here with the robots that's happening with that. And that brings us to the end game of why we see so much of this stuff in the food supply that you're constantly talking about at Natural News, where they're poisoning us. And we look at things like smart meters and we say, look, in Italy, they have smart meters where they're reporting back on energy usage and that sort of thing, but they're doing it over the power lines by requirement. But here, they're doing it wirelessly, even though there's a lot of research talking about and showing the deleterious effects of this microwave technology on human health.
Your insight is right on, David, and this is the big concern. The end game, it appears to be that what the globalists really want is a small population of elite thinkers, elite innovators, high IQ scientists, whatever. And that population might be only 500 million people. So they don't have a long-term plan for the other 6.5 billion people on our planet. Those people are going to be replaced and displaced by robotics, robots working in the 3D world, in the physical world. And the question is, how are they going to get rid of those other 6.5 billion people? There's the soft kill method, so-called family planning, abortions, infertility drugs dripped into the water supply, vaccines and so on, spontaneous abortions. Then there's the hard kill methods, start a nuclear war, unleash a bioweapon that they have in the research facilities. this is where they could get really, really nasty and actually kill billions. It's one author refers to it as giga death, billions of people dying. And I think that could be in our future. So the solution for you watching this as individuals is make sure you can do things that robots can't do, you know, have skills, have creativity, communication skills, be more intelligent than a basic laborer if you can, you know, invest in your own education and teach your children the same thing so that they can have more value that a robot can't replicate. That may be the only real survival strategy in the long term.
Yeah, that's right. And in the short term, you need to protect yourself against these soft kill techniques because that Absolutely. Is a very, very real thing. I think a lot of the pushback that I get from people when you talk about the different health effects of a lot of the stuff that you've discovered that we talk about here, water filters, that sort of thing, fluoride in the water, a lot of times people are reluctant to accept that because it just doesn't make sense to them. It's like, why would anybody do that? Why would they do that to their fellow man? It doesn't make any moral sense to them. Sometimes it doesn't make any economic sense to them. But when you look at what's going on over the horizon with the robots and how, as this one author points out, it's humanity's last invention, they see the mass of population that they're soft killing as totally unnecessary, a burden that they want to get rid of.
That's right. The so-called useless eaters. I think the globalists believe that, and this is their belief, not mine necessarily, but they believe that Earth must compete with other intelligent civilizations in a huge galaxy, and that Earth has to create really advanced military weapons for defense of the planet, that it needs to communicate with other civilizations. And in order to do so, Earth has to advance itself technologically and conserve its resources. And in order to do that, again, this is their belief, not mine, they think that they're going to have to kill 6 billion people or reduce the population by 6 or 6.5 billion people.
Well, very frightening perspective. We're out of time, but thank you for bringing that up. It's a great article. People really need to take a look at this and really see the bigger picture and see it as the elites are seeing it to really understand why so much of this is being done. Thank you so much, David, for joining us, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, as Mike was pointing out, that's what they believe. They believe that the mass of humanity are useless eaters who can be taken out. They also believe that they're going to become God and or gods. We don't believe that, but it's amazing what they'll be able to accomplish. And there's going to be huge, rapid changes in society. If you want to see some possibilities of where this might lead, a good resource for that is Robot Alchemy, a book that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com by Tex Mars. It looks at robots and their thriving or dominating humanity, which is what a lot of these people are looking at. And surprisingly, don't have a problem with it. They're just fine with that happening. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back on weeknights at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.